Today, I'm absolutely delighted to be speaking to Pip Carr. Pip has dyslexia and she has written a book. So hi, Pip. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm very well. Lovely to talk to you, Mary.
That's great. So you're going to tell us all about your books today. What makes your book different from other children's books?
Well, my second book, I was actually invited to a school in Bristol, which was purely for children who got dyslexia. And obviously seeing how they work, different types of aids that are available, I've sort of made the second book more dyslexia friendly for children.
Very good. And what are the names of your books?
There's the Sea Rabbits of Greystones, because I used to live in Greystones in County Wicklow, and The Return of the Sea Rabbits. And I've also, hopefully, I will be doing a third book later on, again with the sea rabbits involved.
So it's an ongoing saga of the sea rabbits.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Lovely. And the children that have read your books, have you got some positive feedback from them?
Yes, I have. It's actually one of the schools that I went to, the mother spoke to me later on and actually said that her son came out and said, Mum, I can't believe what's happened today. We've had a lady in who read a book and she's dyslexic. And her son was actually dyslexic as well. So apparently he was saying, that's it, I'm not going to be afraid of writing and reading.
Oh, that is so absolutely fantastic.
It was an amazing feedback. It's very humbling, very humbling.
Oh, but it's wonderful because I read an awful lot of books myself and it's just something brilliant and you can escape into them. And I think if someone has dyslexia and they can't get to enjoy a book, I mean, what a gift that they're missing out on. You know,
well, I was actually interviewed on another radio station in Ireland, and the interviewer actually said, what was the point of writing a book for children with dyslexia?
We do read.
We do read. It just takes us a bit longer.
Also,
we have the problem is it's sort of like a word blindness.
Yeah.
So you look at a word and you just can't get the word into your head. So. But I actually love reading. I really love reading. It just takes me a long time.
Oh, it doesn't matter though, and you enjoy it.
Well, absolutely love it. I do skim a lot of the words, so I do tend to pick up on certain words. But that's the way that, because I didn't find out I was dyslexic until I was 40.
Yeah.
That's the way I sort of my coping mechanism really.
Yeah, but sure, everyone's different. The fact that you're able to read and enjoy a book is brilliant. So
it is.
What was the driving force to make you want to write, Pip?
Well, basically, as you've just said, the escapism. When I was at school, one of my teachers read Stick of the Dump. I don't know if you've read it by Kai King. It's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. You really do escape in that. And I just thought, wow, this is amazing. And especially when other people are reading to you, it just really opens up the world for you.
Oh, doesn't it?
So I thought, I want to write a children's book that they can escape into as well. Because children nowadays are sort of so lost in sort of the games and things. It's just nice to sort of step back and go on a fantasy journey, really.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing like a book. And as well as that, if you read a book and you start at the beginning, you commit to a story. It's not like when you're online and you're hopping and jumping from Facebook to email to something else. You can actually get so absorbed in the story. And I know myself when I'm reading, sometimes when it's so good, I'm so sorry when it's over. I miss the book. But at least there's lots more to read. That's all I can say.
Yeah, that's true.
And just
my husband sometimes says to me, come on, we want to go out. And I'm like, but I'm reading this book and it's really good.
I know. I'd have to tear myself away to eat. And I say, I'm fond of my food, but I'm fond of my books as well. Actually, where can they get your books, Pip?
It's on Amazon, amazon.co.uk, or alternatively, I have a website which is www.theseerabbits.com, and they can order it online through that as well.
So what would you say to a child who has dyslexia or another issue or who has problems at school?
Well, basically, I'd say please, please do not be afraid to go and ask a teacher or mum and dad or another adult that they can actually talk to if they're having problems. When I was at school, we used to have to stand up and read. So I had a terrible time through that, and I really don't want other children to go through a terrible time. If there's any sort of problem, then please get in contact with an adult or a friend, an adult friend, a teenager maybe, who sort of can advise somebody.
Because it's, no matter what's going on in life, if there's any problem, it's good to talk. And by talking, you'll get help.
Exactly, yes.
That's very important. And especially for a child who's struggling a bit and they're seeing other children move ahead of them in the class, that if they can only just get a bit of help, it makes so much difference to them.
It does, it does. And it's a lot different from when I, well, back in the day when the dinosaurs were roaming and I was at school. It's,
so was I.
It is a lot better.
Oh, it is, yeah. People are much more aware of it. And there's bound to be, you know, I'd say lots, but there's a percentage of dyslexic children in every school.
Oh, exactly. Yes, that's true.
So what has been the biggest impact on you when you do your tours?
I think because what I actually do is I actually read a chapter, but I give another book to the teacher. So if I stumble or get the word blindness, then they can sort of step in.
Yeah.
And I always say to the children, oh, I'm really sorry because I read with my finger. And instead of when most people read, it flows. Mine sort of jutters along when I'm reading. And I say to the children, I'm really sorry. And I get so much empathy. It's like, oh, don't worry, we just really want to hear the story. So that's amazing, really. They're just so nice. It's
but
really,
for them to see
really good.
It's brilliant because for them to have an adult in front of them who has dyslexia themselves but is yet prepared to sit down and read in their own way and get to the story, and that you can achieve all that, it's inspiration for them, I think.
Well, I think now I'm a bit long in the tooth to not care if I make a fool of myself, really.
Well, now, as I said, it's people who don't try who fail, not those who try.
Yes.
You know, that's my motto. And finally, you have a website and a contact address, and people can actually contact you for a talk. Isn't that right, Pip?
That's right. I actually self-fund all my tours because I know schools can't afford to pay an author to go in, so... As long as I can have a cup of mint tea, that's my fee.
So where do you do most of your tours or your talks? Do you do them in Ireland as well as the UK?
Yeah, I do. I do Ireland. I did quite a lot in Ireland, the UK, and I'm now in Spain, which is great because the weather's a lot nicer, I believe, than in Ireland.
Yeah,
so I'm touring around.
A bit envious of you there, over there. But that's brilliant.
It's
so you do come to Ireland, and if any of the schools are listening, they can contact you, said, through your website.
Yeah, certainly.
And that would be great. Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
Pip, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you, Mary. I really appreciate the interview.
Not
thank
at all.
You.
I think it's wonderful what you're doing.
Thank you.